You're listening to Amar V'Chazarot on Eli Zivrig Maseches Psachim Daf Lamed Amud Beis. In the previous year, we actually went quite a nice way down, about probably 10 lines down, something like that. The first word on the line is Ravina L'Ravashi. So just go to the line before that. Amar Le Ravina L'Ravashi Hani Sakine Bipischa. Right, so there's two different gersos, Dipischa or Bipischa. These knives, so is it the knives of Pesach, like Pesachnik knives, or knives that are not Pesach stick on Pesach? So that seems to be what it's talking about. Meaning you have chametz stick knives, and now they're on it's Pesach. So what do you do with them? Hey, chayavdinan luhu, says Ravina to Rashi, what are you supposed to do? I want to be able to use my knives, but they're chametz stick. What can I do? Amar le, so he said to him, l'didi chadata ka'avdinan. So for me, we use new ones, right? Special new knives for Pesach. Amar le, tinach mar da'efshar le. He says, okay, that's very good for the master, for you, Ravashi, that is possible for you. Rashi says, because you're rich, you have the financial means to do that. Dilo afshar le, people who are not so rich, you can't just get new knives. How are you supposed to kash them? So, afshar le, my. Amar le, Ravashi says back to him, ana ke'en chadata kamina. No, I didn't mean I actually get new ones. I basically renew them. I make them like new. How do I do that? So, kasaihu batina ufarzalaihu benura. So I put the kasayu as the handles of the knives, which are made of wood, it seems to be, betina. So you put them in some sort of encasing, some like clay, cover. And the farzalaihu, the farzel is barzel, that I put that into the nura, into the fire. So basically he used what we call libon, where he basically puts it into dry heat. I'm blanking on the proper English term for it, but he puts it into heat. Vahadar malina lekasayu baroschin, and then I go back and I flip it around, and the handle I put into the boiling water. He doesn't put the handle into the fire because that'll burn it. But he puts it into the boiling water afterwards. V'hilchasa, and the reason he covered it with clay is because he didn't want the handle to burn in the fire again. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is idi beroschin ubekli rishon. Really, both of them, both the front of the knife and the back of the knife, the handle and the metal part, both of them could actually be done with beroschin and boiling hot water, which is what's called hagala. Ubeklirishon, and a klirishon is fine for them. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, and Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Eitz Parur Magilo Beroschin Ubeklirishon, and Eitz Parur, Rashi says a parur, this is a wooden spoon, Shemagisin Bokatera, some sort of like stirrer, some mixer that you stir a pot with. So this thing, Magilo Beroschin Ubeklirishon, you do Hagala. You like purge it through boiling hot water in a kli rishon is fine. Kesavar kibolo kach palto, because he holds that this is a major principle when it comes to hechos basar chol and teruvos, basically everything in smicha, kibolo kach palto, that the way something is absorbed, that's the way it is expelled subsequently. So if it was absorbed like over here in this boiling pot, that's how the blios, the you know, parts of the food was absorbed into the kli, so the way it would come out would be heating it in the same fashion. And it should be noted that this amud and the previous amud and the previous amud and all the rishonim and the mefarshim there are heavily discussed in most smicha studies. Anyway, the Bali Minei, they asked a question, Mea Meimar, Hani Mani De Kunya Mahu Lish Demoshe Behu Bepischa. So these kalim that are De Kunya, that are Kunya, which Rashi says it's like glazed by some sort of molten lead. Where is it? Yeah, konya flowing marbalaz, it's shacheres hu v'toch be'ever. So what's the halacha? Are you allowed to use them on Pesach or not? Now that they have this glaze, they're of cheres, are you able to get the blios out? So yiroka loti ba'ilach, to devada yasiri, says, we're not asking regarding green ones. Rashi says that the green ones are made of a material that is more absorbent, and those won't come out. When we're asking regarding black ones or white ones, my, what's the halacha regarding that? They're less absorbent than the green. And also, we're not asking regarding kartufni, which Rashi says is bekayim, if there's like splits and cracks in it.
Devanda Yasiri.
Kitiba Eloch de Shie. My. If it's Shie, which Rashi says is chalokim, it's smooth, right? So again, if it has cracks, then of course it's going to be more absorbent. If it's smooth and it's not green, it's black or white, it's less absorbent, and then now you have a shaila. So Amar Le, I mean, my response to them, Chazina Lehu de Medaisi. We've seen from them that they like send out liquids on the outside, like the kalim kind of like sweat, which Alma Bale Vasir. So we see that even these kalim, the kalim with this lead gloss, the kunya, that even if it's black and white and doesn't have cracks, it still absorbs, and therefore it's going to be usher. It's going to be hard to get it out of there, of the cheres. Because the Torah testifies regarding clay cheres that nothing, the things won't come out of its walls forever, the walls of the kli. Mani de kunya ben uchma ben chiyure ben yiroke shari. So what's the difference between this case over here that we're talking about when it comes to chametz and yayin nesach? And Mareimar said regarding yayin nesach that kalim of kunya, glossed kalim, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're green, it's permitted. V'chitema yayin nesach derbanan, chametz deraisa. So you might say, here's the difference. Yayin nesach is derbanan, chametz is deraisa. So if you would say that, kol de tikkun rabbanan ke'in deraisa tikkun, that no, but they wouldn't do that. Even though yayin nesach is derbanan, they would base the laws, for the most part, on the deraisa laws, so it shouldn't be any difference. So why did Mareimar permit black, white, green glossed vessels by yayin nesach, but not by chametz? So Amarle responds to him. He says back to him, "Zet hashmisha al yedei chamin, v'zet hashmisha al yedei tzonin." Well, the difference is that the chametz that we're talking about was something that was used when it was hot, and the wine is used cold, and therefore that's not going to transmit the flavor, the blios. Amar Rav Baraba, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Kol hakelim shenishtamshu behem chametz b'tzonin, mishtamish behem matza chutz min beis seor. Okay, so what's the klal? Kol hakelim shenishtamshu behem chametz b'tzonin, mishtamish behem matza. Anything that you use with chametz, but it's cold, it's used not, and it's heat not transferred, you can use it for matzah as well. Chutz min beis seor, except for a beis seor, which is something that contains seor is a leaven, or everybody here, it means like sourdough, which, right? Why? Shechimutzo kasha, because its ability to make things into chametz is very, very powerful, very strong, and therefore it can't be used for matzah. But anything else that's used for cold can be, even cold chametz can be used for matzah. Amar Rav Ashi ubeis charoses kebeis seor shechimutzo kosha dame. So and similarly, a beis charoses, meaning something that typically contains charoses, which is ironically not just a Pesach thing over here. Charoses is something that's very strong, very acidic, like a strong condiment. That will also be a problem. It's chimutzo is kasha. It causes great fermentation, and therefore you can't use that with matzah, even if you used it only for cold. Amar Rava, hane agne de mechoza. So these agane is like a trough, and areva says Rashi like a kneading trough of mechoza. Ho usadire lemelash behu chamira. Since they're always used for chamira over here, which means also like this very strong, like leavened sourdough kind of thing, umashu behu chamira, and people are mashhedem. Not this is not a mashahu. They are mashhedem. They leave it there for a while. Kebeis seor shechimutzo kasha dame. It's also considered like a beis seor that houses sourdough because it's there for a long time, at times, and therefore also you would not be able to use it for matzah. Pshita. So isn't that obvious? We're talking about mo is the same, because it's the same thing. So I'm saying, what would you have said? Kevan de revicha, since it's like wide, shalit behu avira velo bale, and therefore because it's wide, air gets in there, and therefore it doesn't absorb. So you might have thought that maybe it's mutter for these mechoza kneading troughs, these the agne, but kamash melan, that's not the case, and you can't use them. Even if they're only used for cold, to use them with matzah. And now we're up to the new Mishnah, we'll call it here.